Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show, especially wild ones. And we have a wild one for you this morning, brought to you with generous support from Carol Butler at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And joining us here in the studio, I feel like you're the king of the gang there, Carl. Do you have enough people in here or what? Carl Wern is here.
What do you have against a nice afternoon radio show? Do you have any coffee around
there? We could keep just going on, I guess, for the entire afternoon with
like
all
that.
These people here in the studio.
After this setup, I think we might as well just hang.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, what would you like to play for us first before we introduce everybody, I guess?
We're going to do a fun original song.
Okay. It's Carl Wern here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Let's find it out. Let's find it out. How much love can one heart make? Let's find it out. Let's find it out.
I can see you standing there, and you are one of a kind. As the sunlight dances through your hair, well, I wonder just what's on your mind. I remember you once told me what this world has done to you. And you said if someone could just hold me, maybe I could see this through. I know it's easy to feel broken when you're tattered and you're torn, but to me you're just as beautiful as the day that you were born. So tell me,
how much love can one heart take? Let's find it out. Let's find it out.
Yeah. Ooh, and one more thing, please tell me,
how much love can one heart make? Let's find it out. Let's find it out.
Well, I know. It feels like mountains in your way. And no one knows the rocky road that brought you standing here today. I don't mean to oversimplify the healing power of love. No. But to one thing I would testify, whenever a push comes to a shove, that the walls you've built demand a certain level of respect, but they are stifling the very thing that you are trying to protect. So tell me,
how much love can one heart take? Let's find it out. Let's find it out.
Oh, and one more thing, please tell me,
how much love can one heart make? Let's find it out. Let's find it out.
Let's find it out. Thank you.
tell me,
how much love can one heart take? Let's find it out. Let's find it out.
Oh, and one more thing, please tell me,
how much love can one heart make? Let's find it out. Let's find it out.
Let's find it out. Yeah.
How much love can one heart take? Let's find it out.
Let's find it out.
Let's find it out.
Let's find it out. Oh, and one more thing, please tell me.
How much love can one heart make? Let's find it out.
Little heart make, yeah.
Let's find it out.
Let's find it out, yeah. Won't you tell me, baby?
How much love can one heart take? Let's find it out. Let's find it out.
Yeah. Hunter at Sunrise here with Carl Wern and friends on a Sunday morning. And, wow, why don't you introduce everybody, Carl? There's so many of them here.
There is. The biggest reason I'm here today, I want to talk about this new venue that I've been part of, Steel Pier Cafe.
Okay.
Where I run the open mic every Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
And it felt like the best way to share it is just to bring them with me.
These are the people who play the Steel Pier open mic.
These are some of the regulars and some of my dear friends. This is Jeff Goodman over here. This is Polly Goodman.
And he's playing the bass. You might want to tell people what they're playing.
He's standing here in a full tuxedo celebrating this moment. And he's playing bass.
He's playing bass.
His beautiful wife, and this is the bikini section, is singing harmony. Actually, okay. She's going to sing lead on the next one. Diane Rester, my sidekick, is here,
okay.
Like she is a lot.
Sidekick.
And I have a parallel universe. We have Carl Wern and Carl Werner in the studio today.
Yeah.
He goes by Nick, but if you check his ID.
Really?
And I'm not even going to tell you what he's wearing.
No.
He does. His socks don't match.
Oh, they don't? He's nodding. I guess not. Okay.
But these are all folks that have showed up pretty regularly at my open mic and just kind of sharing what we do there. Mm-hmm. And it's turning into quite a nice part of my life these days.
Where is the Steel Pier Cafe?
I'm glad you asked me that. It's on Great Neck Road.
I hope you know.
Yeah, I usually say that when I don't know.
That's right.
Like the address, I don't know. It's the corner of Great Neck Road and Virginia Beach Boulevard. It's right behind the Citrus Restaurant, and it's right next door to Warrior Grill.
Okay. And there are a bunch of things happening there, aren't there? And it's good food, by the way. I've been there once, and it was excellent.
That's nice to hear. That's very nice to hear.
Yeah.
The owner and I have some shared history from long ago. Mm-hmm. And so when I showed up, he was very sweet to someone that's dear to me. So when I showed up, I told him that I consider us already family. And we hit it off pretty famously pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And he came to me recently and said that the open mic thing is working. We expanded it to two nights, and he charged me to turn it into Carl's Music World.
Oh, okay.
And there's
so
some things,
you've been challenged.
I have been, and some of the things are challenged. Like it's a big, giant, beautiful space, but it's kind of has the ambience of a sports bar or a warehouse.
Yeah.
So the first thing I did was put some stage lights up, mm-hmm. and the next thing that we're working on is putting in some big, giant, noise canceling curtains from ceiling to floor and try to deaden that room a little. And my goal is to help turn it into another great listening room in this area.
Oh, that would be great.
And boy, we could always use one of those and for all the wonderful moments that implies.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Now, do you come and just sign up for this thing, or do you have to call you? Or
no, of course not. I host it. I just show up and play.
Do you have to email you?
My bad.
Does your agent have to get in touch with you?
That's funny. They can call ahead. It's like 15-minute slots, and they can call ahead or they can just show up. So mm-hmm. far, it's been a pretty full roster every night since we started it.
Well,
what we need is more people in the seats, so I'm hoping that it attracts more people as it grows. But we've only been doing it a couple months now, so it's pretty promising.
Now you say it's two nights. Which ones?
Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
And I think one of the attractions is that, I show up with my hand drum and my microphone and my guitar, and if they're open to it, then I will join them. Mm-hmm. And now that's growing into Mike Williams is a regular, and he'll bring his bass and play with anybody. And Polly and Jeff are always on standby, and we have like a nice little pop-up hippie choir when it's needed.
So pop, hip, choir.
Yeah. So if you come in as a solo or a duo, you might end up being a 4 or 5-piece band, and it's always a nice little.
Well, that's cool.
You never know what's going to happen next.
That's cool. What else would you like to play for us here? You've got so many people here to play.
I do. We might as well feature one of them to sing lead on this one. We're going to do an old Dylan tune.
Who is this going to be singing?
This is Polly Goodman.
Excellent. Here is Carl Wern and Polly Goodman here on Hunter at Sunrise.
So swift, the reins won't lift, gate won't close, the railings froze. Get your mind off winter time, cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh, we ride me high, tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come. Oh no, are we gonna fly down in your easy chair? I don't know how many letters they sent. Morning came, morning went. Pick up your money and pack up your tent, cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come. Oh no, are we gonna fly down in your easy chair? Buy me a flute, a gun that shoots, tailgates and substitutes. Tie yourself to a tree with roots, cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come. Oh no, are we gonna fly down in your easy chair? Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his soldiers supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we get to it. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come. Oh no, are we gonna fly down in your easy chair? Ride me high, tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come. Oh no, are we gonna fly down in your easy chair?
Yeah. That was nice. That was really nice. You sound like you didn't do that for the very first time.
Thank you.
What is your musical background?
Well, I played in a band with my husband called Uncle Jack. Uh-huh. And so we kind of do that on the side. We actually have real jobs, you know, real life. But but I've been lucky enough. Like I said, when Carl came around, this has been just a wonderful experience to sing with him. And I've actually grown, you know, as a singer, mm-hmm. singing with him. So
she just made
very
10
thankful.
She just made $10 for saying that.
We're talking with Carl Wern and friends here in the studio here on a Sunday morning. It's live, friends. It's really live. And so this is really a cool place just to come and hang out and listen to some music and get to know some people, huh?
It really has been a quite I mean, everything strikes. I'm a sappy guy these days. I blame it on being a grandfather.
You, a sappy guy?
Yeah.
No.
I blame it on being a grandfather. Everything just strikes me. But this one is dear to my heart. It has turned into quite a community event.
Mm-hmm.
There's an angel that hovers around my life, and every once in a while when I'm doing big stuff, she'll swoop down and cover the cost, which is Chris Wern, and she has offered to put up the curtains, the deadening curtains and all that. So we might be moving on that kind of quickly.
Oh, excellent.
But also these friends of mine that are surrounding me right now, it first started off, this little community thing. There was a memorial service that was interesting. Someone called me and said, it's an interesting thing, and you're an interesting guy, so we thought you might want the gig. They had been together for like 60 years. It was quite a story. And they asked me to play 3 Jimmy Buffett songs because that was his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't going to be at a church kind of thing. It was at a country club.
Mm-hmm.
And I've managed to do this for a living all these years without learning any Jimmy Buffett stuff. So... Mm-hmm. So I learned a few, and when I found out from my open mic that these folks were getting together at the Goodman's house for a little rehearsal to learn some songs from my open mic, I went to their house and I crashed a rehearsal and I taught them all the songs and I brought them with me to the memorial service.
Wow.
And then it wasn't too long after, with Polly's side gig, that she was in a similar situation where there's someone that passed and they asked them to play. And it seemed like a perfect way to say thank you. I learned the songs and I joined them. And now, using our powers for good, which seems to be a theme with us,
yeah.
we just recently, last week, we did the Alzheimer's Walk.
Okay.
And we're going to be playing the Peanut Festival as long as the hurricane doesn't wipe it out this weekend coming up.
Let's cross our fingers on that.
But it just seems like everything is done with a joyful spirit. Everybody in this little community, this open mic has meant a lot to me for a lot of reasons. And if you want to know what it feels like, just come on out sometime.
Well, it's really great that you've started it in that particular part of Virginia Beach, because there isn't a whole lot to do out in that part of Virginia Beach other than go to a bar or something. This sounds like it's a whole lot, a couple of notches above that. So,
well, I'm aiming that way. I really am hoping to,
yeah,
to deaden the room a little and light up the side. And he's already working on his menu, and I think we're going to step up into a, hopefully, a nice thing. I travel the world as a country, at least, as a songwriter. So I meet like Tom Prasad Rao and Eric Schwartz and Mitch Barrett and all these heroes of mine. I would love, next time they ask me if there's a listening room in Tidewater, I would love to bring them back through Steel Pier.
Yeah.
And so that's my goal, is just to have...
So people have been listening to this, and they probably have come right in the middle of this, but we're talking about the Steel Pier... open mic. And where is the Steel Pier again?
It's Steel Pier Cafe, and it's on Great Neck Road, right at the corner. Wait, you said, go ahead, say it out loud.
401
Great Neck Road. There it is.
Renaissance Shopping Center. 401 Great Neck Road.
And it's pretty much the corner of Great Neck and Virginia Beach Boulevard.
Excellent. Well, we have time for one more song. What would you like to play for us here?
I think we will do one of those Jimmy Buffett songs that we learned for that memorial.
Oh, really?
Because with all the harmony and all, it's turned into a nice one at our open mic. So I'm, once again, bringing my open mic to you.
Excellent. Here's Carl Wern and friends here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Just says now. Now you may be thinking that I was had, but this watch is never wrong. And if I had trouble, the warranty said, breathe in, breathe out, move on. And it rained. It was nothing. Seeping through
explain it, just nod your head. Breathe in, breathe out, move on.
Awesome. Carl Wern and friends here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, I wish you a lot of luck, all of you, with this this venture, the Steel Pier open mic.
Don't wish us luck. Come have dinner.
Oh, I'll do that, too. I'll do that, too.
And shoot, man, come sing a song. I've heard you.
Yeah, well, on occasion. I do get it somehow.
There was one very special occasion. I remember you singing a song.
Yes, and she happens to be here today, as a matter of fact.
You heard that, folks? Next week on our open mic, Hunter's going to sing a song, and Denise Pons is going to do an interpretive dance.
She's already been doing some of that this morning.
Yeah. Shake it, shake it.
Trying to get around the room.
Yeah, she was. I saw it.
Yeah, she enjoys the Grateful Dead, and, you know, she used to follow them all the time. She's shaking
you
her head.
You are talking to the right crowd here.
And she's shaking her head, though.
I would like to
she
note
really
that,
isn't like that.
I would like to note the Jonathan Bird T-shirt on Jeff over here.
She'd rather hear Build Me Up Buttercup. You
know? Yeah, nice.
That's her speed.
That's her jam?
That's her jam.
It looks like we're going to have a very interesting week at Open Mic next week.
But anyway, thanks so much for coming in today. This is cool.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having us. This was really nice for us. Right.
And again, it's the Steel Pier on Great Neck Road, and they have a big open mic.
Steel Pier Cafe.
Yes. Steel Pier Cafe. And it's open mics Wednesday and Thursday night. You ought to come on out if you've got a guitar or whatever, piano, and, you know, play with them.
Come out soon before and see the before picture before the curtains go up, and then come see the difference.
Excellent.